Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Tzadiches. We are in the middle of Siv Vav. We are on the last line of page 528. In the beginning of Siv Vav, we were discussing that if there is a house that is a little bit away from a city, it's 70 amos and change from a city, that is considered an extension of the city, and the tchum will be measured from outside of that house, 2,000 amos. So the Mechaber went through explaining various things that can be an extension. They all have to be 4 amos by 4 amos. There has to be a base dira, even if no one's living there, it has to be a place that one can live. And we're really in the middle of the list. The Mechaber said, in the last line, Uma'ara Shiesh Binyan Al Piha. There's some kind of cave which has a building by its mouth, Vieshba Beis Dira, and it has a Beis Dira by it. Kol Elu, this whole list that we had last night and tonight, Mitzarfin Ima, they join together with the city, Imhoyu Besoch Shivim Ama Vishirayim, if they are within 70 Amos and change. Umeoso habayis hayotze roim ki'ilu chut matuach apnei kol ha'ir. And from that city that is sticking out, so we view it as if there's an imaginary line over there drawn across from the city. Umodidin chutz meoso al chut alpayim amma. And then we measure the 2,000 amos from beyond that house. Aval shtei mechitzo she'ein alein tikra. Now we're going to say what doesn't work as an extension of a city. If there are two walls from a house that was destroyed and there is no ceiling, even if someone's living there, but there are only two walls and there's no roof, v'hagesher, and the bridge, v'hakever, and a grave, u'beis haknezas, and a shul, u'beis avodas elilim, and a house of avodas zara, v'ha'utzaros, and the storage houses, she'ein behen beis dira. All these things that we discussed in the beginning of the Sif, that if they have a Beis Dira, it can be an extension of the city. If they don't have a Beis Dira, they're not going to extend the city. V'habor, v'hasiach, v'hamo'ora, v'hashevach. And a different types of pits, and a cave, and a dovecote. U'bayisha b'sfina, and a house that is on a ship. Kol elu v'kayotze behem, ein mitzarif and ima. All of these things and anything similar will not join together with the city. The Rama says, "V'imhayu shnei vatim ka'elu neged ha'ir." If there are two of these types of houses that are across from the city, dinam ki'ir ha'asuya ke'keshes, it gets a din of a city that's made like a keshes. That was the case, like the rainbow, like the bow. That was a semicircle. We'll see exactly what this Rama is speaking about when we see the Mishabura. So let's begin the Mishabura on the last line of 528. Sifkotan lamed gimel. We said in a case that will extend the city is a ma'ara sheyesh binyan al piya v'yesh ba beis dira. Says the Mishabura de'ilav hochi. If it doesn't have a beis dira, ein ma'ara nechsheves le beis dira. The cave itself is not considered a beis dira, so the cave would require a beis dira next to it. V'haburginin. And a burginin, which is a little hut, it's sukkos. Sha'usin shomrei ganos v'shomrei hi'ir. That people that are guarding gardens or guarding cities make. Lishmor ha'ir v'haperos, to guard the city and the fruit. Ein nimdodin ima. These burgen and these huts cannot be measured with the city. V'tafka b'mokom d'shichi ganovi d'ganvi. Tafka, if it is common to find robbers that steal the burgenin, O gishamim sheshot finosan, or if it's common to have rain there that floods them, so then they can't be counted. Hilkach lo chashivim midi, therefore we don't count them, because their huts that get stolen, they get flooded, they don't count as extensions of the city. Aval ba'amon nindadid ima. However, if there's a burgenin that doesn't get stolen, doesn't get flooded, then in fact it would be counted as an extension of the city to measure the tchum beyond these huts. The ayin b'shar tshuva de burginin ain't tzarech lios ben arba amos. This is the biggest chiddush. The shar tshuva writes that even though every beis dira that we're going to need to extend the city has to be 4 amos by 4 amos, when it comes to these guards' huts, they do not need to be 4 amos by 4 amos since their normal use is for less than that size. That's going to be okay. The ayin od mashakasa bezeh. Look further what the shar tshuva writes about this case. Sifkotan lamedalad ubayish abesvina. Another house that does not count as an extension of the city for the tchum is a house that is on a ship, delo kevia. It's not set. It moves around. And sometimes it moves beyond the amount that it's allowed to be. It has to be within 70 amos and change. But if it's on a ship, it's moving around. And therefore, sometimes it goes past the area. So that cannot be counted as an extension of a city to have the tchum measured from there. Then we get to the Ramah, which was a little bit hard to read. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain how it should be read exactly. The words of the Ramah were v'imhayu shnei vatim ka'elu neged hayir. If there were two such houses across in the city, dinam ki'ir asuya kekasha. Zaktem b'shabura sevkat lamed hey. To sofer hu. There's a mistake in the lashon over here. V'tzarech lomer. What it really needs to say is vatim ka'elu neged shnei rashi hayir. If you have houses going out like this on both sides of the city. So if you look at picture number 45, so you have on both sides of the city, you have houses that are extending out. Rotzalomar means to say, Shem harbe botim yotzin ze achar ze. If there are many houses that go out from the city one after the other, ad rochok me'alpayim in a year, until a distance of more than 2,000 amos for the city, v'chein b'tzad ha'sheni, also on the second side, so dina ki'ir ha'asuya kekeshes, that city gets the din of a city that's made like a bow, that's made like a semicircle, v'hainu. And that follows the dinim that we learned earlier, d'imhoya bein shnei atzadim arba alofim amo. If there is between the two sides of these houses that are sticking out, more than 2,000 amos, ein modin atchum elo me'etzem ha'ir. Then we would measure the tchum from the actual city itself, and not from these houses that are extending out. Just like in the case of the semicircle, the two ends of the semicircle are more than 4,000 amos, we measured it from the actual circle, from the batim themselves. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, he points out, Yudzayim, hainu laholech derech hacholol. This is talking about someone who's walking through the airspace beyond the city between the two rows of houses. Sheyesh ben shnei shiros habatim. The airspace that is between the two rows of houses. That's when we're going to measure from the houses of the city. Aval laholech derech shiros habatim gufo. But if one is walking amongst the houses themselves, Poshet hu yochol limdor ha'alpayim amma min abayis ha'achram v'hala. Then it's poshet that he walks through the city all the way to the last house, and then he first measures the 2,000 amos beyond the last house, like we learned earlier in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Tesvav. So when we're saying over here, you measure it because it's more than 4,000 amos between the two rows of houses, you measure it from the house of the city, that's only if you're walking through the airspace between the rows of houses. But if you're actually walking through the rows of houses, then avada, you can go to the last house and then measure 2,000 amos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. The kol shekein in bitzar echad yotzim batim ad chus la'alpayim. Certainly, if you only have one row of houses going out from one end of the city, going beyond 2,000 amos, so then the din is im ha'ir aruka yosher mi arba alofim. If the city is more than 4,000 amos wide, ein motchin hamida neged habayis b'tzad hasheni. We will not measure it and view it as if there are houses on the other side and make a string across and measure from there. Rather, we would go from the house of the city. The Shaar Tzion here points out as well that really this description is not accurate, because if there's only one row of houses, then it should be like the case of the Gamma, of the Ga'am. And that also is like the case of the Keshes, so it should also depend on the measuring of the diagonal. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Osi Yotes, he writes, this is from the Magen Avraham, Ukefi Mashi Egiya Tosef HaShabbos Masa Shekel, V'la B'dikta Kostu, they're not writing it exacting. De'kevon de'hu yotzei mitzad echad, since their house is only going out on one side, Harehu ka'asuya kimen gam. This is like a case where the city is shaped like the Gamma, U'modidin harbo alofim shalab alachsum, and we measure the 4,000 amos on the diagonal. Kedemuchach le'elvis edal, like we saw clearly in Sevdalin. The imkain, and if so, af she'ein rochav ha'ir arbo alofim. So even if the width of the city is not 4,000 amos, ba'alach sono yesh harbe yoser. But the diagonal will have more than that. So therefore, it's really more machmir than they're saying. They're saying if you have one row of houses, if the city is 4,000 amos wide, you have to measure from the city. The truth is, even if the city is less than 4,000 amos, but if the diagonal from the edge of the city on one side to the edge of the houses that extend on one point is going to be more than 4,000 amos, then also you will have to measure from the city. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'dai you should know the alko ponim. Mutter leilech ad habayis ha'achron. Once again, at the very least, you can walk derech the batim to the last house, k'mo shekosav reish ha'sif, and you can measure the tchum from that last house. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Hayu shtei ayaros zo smucha lazo kuf mem aleph amos ushlish. So he said in Sivav that if there's a house that is within 70 amos and 2/3 of an amo within the city, it's considered an extension of the city. So now we're trying to join together two cities to make them one city. So we say if there are two cities that have between them 141 amos and 1/3, which is double 70 amos and 2/3. Kedei shiyah shivim amos v'shirayim lazo. So that ends up being that we have 70 amos in change for this city. V'shivim amos v'shirayim lazo, and there's 70 amos in change for the other city. Chashuvim shteyen kirachas. So each city gets its 70 and 2/3 amos from each side. Joining together, we get the 141 amos and 1/3. And if you have that distance between two cities, they are viewed as one. The nimtzeis kol ir mehen malachas as kol ir ashniya. Each city can walk not only through their city, but all the way through the end of the next city. The chutzal alpayim amos. It mamish joins the two cities as one. Each city, the people can walk to the edge of the other city and then first go the 2,000 amos of the tchum. That is the mechaberes of Zion. The Rama has on a similar case. V'chein chomas ha'ir shenifritza mishnei ruchoseh zo keneged zo. So too, if you have one city, but the wall on both sides of the city breaks down across from each other in the middle of the city. So you have chomas ha'ir, the wall of the city, shenifritza, that broke down mishnei ruchoseh in two directions across from each other, zo keneged zo. V'chorvu habatim shebeneihem. And the houses between the parts of the wall were also destroyed. So there's mamish, a bald spot in the middle of the city. Same thing, if it's ad kuf mem aleph ama ushlish, if the area between the two halves of the city is within 141 amos and 1/3, dino kisasim, we view that city as if it is still closed up and it's one city. Aval bayis echad, but if you're not joining together two cities or two halves of one city, you want to join a city with a house, afilu godol harbi, even if the house is very large, ein lo din ir. A house cannot get it into the city, lo se slow shivim ama v'shirayim, to allow it to have 70 amos and change. So to join together two separate cities, or two cities that was really one city, but something broke down in the middle, was destroyed, so you have two halves of a city, then you have the heter of 141 amos and 1/3 between them that can join them together. But if you have one city and just one house, then we don't give them each the 70 and 2/3 amos, that would not allow the house to join together with the city. You would need, like we learned in Sivav, that the house be within 70 and 2/3 amos of the city. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Lamed Vov, the chutzala alpayim ama. This is going on that which the mechaber said, that it turns out that each city can walk through the other city and beyond 2,000 amos. Uledas ha'agav b'sifhei, and according to the Ramah that we had yesterday in Sifhei, nosim mitchila shivim ama v'shirayim v'acharkach alpayim ama. The Ramah was more lenient. The Ramah said, before we measure the tchum from the city, we first give the city 70 and 2/3 amos, and then we measure 2,000 amos. So what the Mishabura is pointing out over here is, lefi the Ramah that we had in Sifhei, over here, besides the fact that city A can walk all the way through city B to the end and have 2,000 amos, before you'll measure the 2,000 amos from the edge of that city, you'll first get 70 and 2/3 amos free, and then you'll get 2,000 amos from there. Sivkotin labet zayin dino kesosim. This is going in the Ramah, where we got a bold spot in the middle of the city and there are two sides. If it's within 141 and 1/3, we join them together. And again, you could walk from one end of the city all the way to the other end. And from there onward, you will measure the tchum. So long that you don't have a break in the city more than shnei iburim, which is the 141 and the 1/3, adayin kirachasi, it's still considered one city. Once you get beyond 141 and the 1/3, even though officially it was one city, now the break in the city is too big, it's viewed as two cities, and each one will measure their own independent chum. This whole din is by two cities, or one city that's split in two, but not a house. Whether it's standing on its own, or whether it is close to a city, and it's further away than 70 amos and change from that city, it's not going to count. Dafka, when it comes to two cities, then we give the full measurement of 141 and a third to join them together with canal. Avabayas achas ein lo din ir. But one independent house does not get a din of a city. Vimhoyu shlosha chatseros. But if you had three courtyards, ubechol chotzer shnei batim, and in each one of the courtyards you had two houses, oz mikri ir litain lo ibur, then it would be considered a city that we would give it this extension. So the requirements for a city is three chatzeros, and in each one two houses, that would give it a din of a city. But if it's just one house or a couple of houses, again, it would not get a din of a city to connect to the other city. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.